And also from this hadith we learn that, repeating again, تُعْمَلِ الْمَسَاكِينَ, a food for the miskin. So we understand that the cattle fitter only to be given to the poor and the needy. It's not like zakat al-mal, the zakat of wealth. You remember last week we talked about zakat? You give and you understand, like from 40 camels and from 85 gram of gold, you give such and you get all the things that we talk about it. This to be given to the poor, to the needy, the welfare, the mujahideen fi sabilillah. There is eight people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we go to describe. Sadaqat al-fitr, only to be given to the poor and the needy, not anybody else. You don't go give it fee for the soldiers who are fighting in the cause of Allah. You don't give it to the welfare as example. Okay? Say, okay, we have 200 down of dates, we can sell it, and somebody come from Greyhound bus station, he need a ticket because his wallet got stolen, now we can give him money from this. Zakat al-fitr is for the poor and the needy. Why I'm saying poor and needy? The poor is the faqir. The needy is a miskin. The faqir is less. Both of them are needy. Let's say this, okay? But there is two terms being used. Faqir and miskin. Faqir is worse than the miskin. Faqir, like you say, he have half. Okay? Like he almost, he can eat one meal a day. More than this he could not find. Okay? The miskin, he can offer to eat two meals a day as example. But he could not make it to have three meals a day. You see, there is two different. So the poor and the needy, both of them are in need. And this is the people who take the zakah of zakat al-fitr. And by this we conclude this subject of zakat al-fitr.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Why is the chapter titled Sadaqat al-fitr and not zakat al-fitr?
Okay, like I said, that there is two terms for it, and sadaqa, because the general term is sadaqa, and the sadaqa comes from a sidq and tasdiq, which is to believe, okay, is part of the belief, because this comes to be an evidence, okay, to prove your trust in Allah, and that Allah will reward you for what you're given, okay, from a sidq, being truthful and being trusting the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? So the sadaqah is a general term which covers the obligatory and the charity. And sadaqah and zakah, it can be taken the place of each other. I don't know how you say it in English.
Swap.
Interchange. Okay. Now look, also, when you go to the second chapter, oh, this is not Nana now. Okay. Now, if you look to the second chapter, okay. Assalamu alaikum. It's Brother Mustafa. In page 218, chapter 2, it says voluntarily arms, okay? That voluntarily charity, that means is not obligatory sadaqah. And in this chapter, he talks about what you given beyond the obligatory. Walaikum salam. Okay? That you given what? Beyond what is must. Right. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. This hadith number 508. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله فذكر الحديث وفيه ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه. Okay. This is part of hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, this hadith which he reported, by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says seven types of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shelter them in the day of judgment under his shade, which no shade in that day except the shade of Almighty Allah. In another version it came that under the shade of his throne. Okay, that mean as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the sun will draw closer to the head of the people. Okay, and the people will be sweating, and the people will be sweating according their bad deed. So some people, their sweat will reach to their knees, to their belly button, to their shoulders, okay, according how much is sin. While in this miserable condition will be other people be sheltered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And there's no shade and there's no shelter in that day except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made for those type of people. And there is seven people which he mentioned one of them here, okay? وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا. A man who had given a charity in secret, okay? Hidden charity. To such a degree that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand is giving. Okay? That it shows you the expression, what does it mean that the left hand doesn't know about the right hand what given, that he was hiding it so much because you have to be careful about your intention and your heart, because sometimes you may start with the action for the sake of Allah and the shaitan come to spoil it in the middle. Like after you say Allahu Akbar, you enter salah, and the shaitan come and whisper to you and remind you about this and that and play with you on your salah, try to spoil your salah. So your intention to give a charity pleasing Allah, but now after this, instead you, now the shaitan will come in the middle and spoil it. Okay, now you go, it's going to give $10, now you're going to make $100 because so and so was standing there, you see. And also that we should be concerned about the feeling of the people who are receiving our charity, you see, because you don't want to embarrass him also. You don't want them to feel him that he's low or that he's receiving something. Okay? So you're going to hide it from the people and all as protection for your good deed not to be spoiled. Okay? And also you're going to hide it from other people so the person who is receiving it is not going to feel bad of receiving it and to feel embarrassed in front of the community. Okay? And this shows you that when we do something good, that we try to avoid the showing off, okay? And that we try to protect our deed not to be spoiled by the shaitan, by showing off. And also, the seven people that should be part of this hadith, or they are part of this hadith, that is not been mentioned here, because basically he tried to reach to the point of what he's talking about. But in a quick, for you to remind you about this, is Imam Adil, a just ruler, okay? A just ruler is one of the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shelter them in the day of judgment, because he's the head of the state. And in his power that he can do anything, but he still fear Allah, and he was just about his judgment, his distribution. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him in the day of judgment with such a great reward that he will shelter him in his shade. The second person is a young man who grow in the remembrance of Allah, that his main concern is to be obeying Allah and to get to learn about this deen as much as he can, and as much he can practice, he will do it. So instead of him going here and there and playing, now the break time or the summer break, and now I go here to see my aunt, and this break time I go see and so, and this weekend I can go swim and go play. Every opportunity Because young men or young teenagers, they have more looking towards getting sports and. But this young man, he was dedicated to the worship of Allah. So he was trying to put all his energy towards how to be a good Muslim, learning about Allah, about the deen of Allah, and the practice. So for him to try to avoid, to try to sacrifice all this opportunity which he can get, and directed himself for the cause of Allah, Allah will give him a great reward in the day of judgment, that he will shelter him under his shade for the sacrifice that he did. And also a man whom his heart is attached to the mosque, that he always like to be in the mosque. Okay, every time he leaves the salah, goes to his work, when he gets the opportunity, always coming back. So with this, he shows you that masjid is not been done for people to come only in the weekend or in Friday. But it says that a man that his heart attached, you know what's attached, like he's in love. He's in love with the mosque. That every time he wants to be in the masjid. Okay? And two men whom they love one another for the sake of Allah. And a man who been approached by a woman with beauty and position, and he say, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a man who had mentioned the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in privacy, and tears that came out of his eyes. Okay? So this is the other six people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shelter them under his shade. Basically, the hadith came in this chapter to say what? وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا. A man who gave a charity, secretly, hidden charity, and he hid it to such a degree that even his left hand doesn't know what the right hand given. Okay? And the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 509. Page 218, 218, وعن عقبة ابن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كل امرئ في ظل صدقته حتى يفصل بين الناس. سبحان الله, it's so beautiful. Okay, every human being will be under the shade of his charity in the day of judgment. So your charity will be working like umbrella for you. Okay? And that you'll be standing under it until Allah finish the decision and the, what you call the judgment among the people in the day of judgment. Is so beautiful, subhanallah. Everyone will be under the shade of his sadaqah till the judgment between the people is finished. The hadith is authentic. So alhamdulillah, this is encourage us inshallah that we give as much as we can, even if it's little. Even if it's little, never think that you don't have, you have something. Okay? And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Avoid hellfire even in a means of half date. When the poor lady came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم house, and his wife went to look, she could not find anything. And all what she found was one date. Was one date. And she gave it to the lady. Okay? And she gave it to the lady. And what did the lady do? The lady took the date and split it, and she gave it, gave half to each of her daughters. You see? So all what Aisha gave, she gave one date. Like what? 10 cents? So we never look to something that small. And if you don't have even any so-called material thing, the Prophet ﷺ told us that to smile at your brother's face will be a charity for you. Huh? So let's say that you don't have any money, Eh? You don't have any money. How much it will cost you to understand to smile in Anwar's face? You see? So you will get a reward for this. It's so serious. So inshallah that we try to have something that will be shelter under it in the day of judgment. Next hadith, which hadith? 510, we leave it alone. The hadith is weak. Hadith 510, 510, page 218, is weak. Hadith 511, وعن حكيم ابن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى وابدأ بمن تعول وخير الصدقة ما كان عن ظهر غنى ومن يستعفف يعفه الله ومن يستغني يغنيه الله متفق عليه الحديث صحيح. In the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith is authentic. Hakim ibn Hizam reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the upper hand is better than the lower one. Okay? What is the upper hand? The hand that is give. Because when you give like this, the other person put his hand like this to take. So what is this teaching us? The teaching us that you should be always try to be the upper hand. And what it teaches us also, that you always try your best not to be the lower hand. Don't ask. Don't beg. Don't put yourself in position, stretch your hand. Because it's not a matter of you don't have, it's sometimes a matter that you don't know how to handle what you get. You see? Sometimes the problem is not that you don't have, or you don't have enough, is the way how you manage in what you got. So when you did not manage what you got properly, now in the end of the month you found that you going to do your hand like this. And Islam wants you to be an honorable person in a position of honor, that you never stretch your hand asking somebody. If a person gets you understand his difficulty, this is a different story. But not to be your habit. It may happen sometimes, but not to be your habit. And always struggle and work and make money so you can be a person who always giving. You see? Because if you're working, now I'm not expecting of you stretching your hand. You see? You're going to be what? A person who with the upper hand. So the upper hand much better than the lower one. And they start with the one that you're in charge of. Your wife, your children, your parents, those who are under your supervision, the one you're in charge. They deserve your charity more than anybody else. You see? Take care of your own family first. And what you're given, although it is a must of you to take care of your wife and the children, but the beauty of Islam and the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this will be count as a charity for you. You will get a blessing for it. You be fulfilling your obligation and you get a blessing. Always what? وَدَّ بِمَنْ تَعُونَ. Start with those one that you are in charge of them. And the best sadaqah, that you give it on ظَهْرِ غِنَى. Okay? That you give it why you rich, you have. Okay? And whosoever, فَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يَعْفُهُ اللَّهِ. The one who have a dignity. Okay? He doesn't want to stretch his hand. Allah will suffice him. You see? Even if you don't have, you should always train yourself to have the dignity, not asking. And if you train yourself and discipline yourself in this, now the unseen things that you don't see it, which what you call Allah works, will come and take its place. Okay? But it has to do what? For you to put yourself in this position that I'm not asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you. He will make a way for you now. Don't go and ask. Do you believe that Allah knows about your condition or no? Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care for you or no? So, hey, better for these people. Don't ask the people. Don't ask the people. Go make two rak'at and beg Allah. Ask Allah. Allah will make His ways. Allah will make His ways. And He will send something towards you. You are not less than the ant. The ant is not even, is walking in the sand and is still alive and going and coming. That means Allah is sending something to it. Yes, sir.
What do you think about the need? If it's a relative and you give them the money, but they're not hungry, they use the money to get a nice clothes or to have some better food. They don't starve or they don't need the money to survive. Like they use it as a gift. Is that still charity?
It's still a charity, yes. It's still a charity, but if we have in the community people who are starving, now we shouldn't be giving somebody who's only going to give it, like you say, for buying extra clothes and extra food. You see? And giving to the relatives is still, even if they have, still salat rahim. Okay? So you still have a reward for what you're giving. Even if you give animals to eat, you still have a sadaqah. You still have a charity. For everything that you do, seeking Allah's pleasure, Allah will reward you for it.
There's a footnote, you know, at the bottom of the Quran.
It is forbidden giving away charity when the family members are in dire need of money. According to Muslim, or there's a better part of money is one which is either spent on one's family members or the one spent on a horse used in jihad. Okay. So we always have to put the money in what you may call it priority. Look to the priority in the community, okay, not for what you call luxury or something like, yeah. But this is something very, very good discipline that we need to learn, okay, about whosoever have dignity for himself, that Allah will suffice him, Allah will take care of him. That this is something that we need to learn or to understand about it. وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهِ. And that the one that will be self-sufficient, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice him. Okay? Do we understand what this means? Alhamdulillah. And the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 512 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. قال قيل يا رسول الله أي الصدق أفضل؟ قال جهد المقل وابدأ بمن تعول. Hadith is authentic. Right? He asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the most rewarded charity. He said, "Jo."